Third quarter numbers with Warsaw leading Wallasey 53-37. Tigers 21 of 27 for the field, 78%. 5 of 7 for three-point range, 6 out of 7 at the free throw line. Wallasey for the game, 12 of 23, that's 52%. 3 of 9 from the arc, 10 of 11 at the free throw line. Warrior Bowl to start the fourth. Dukes up the right side, ran over a Tiger, offensive foul. Dukes ran over Drew Sullivan. Oh, hold on. Hold on. The official out top is calling a blocking foul on the Tigers. Holy mackerel. Drew Sullivan checked into the game to start the fourth quarter. He got run over, and the official 40 feet from the play calls a foul against Warsaw. Dukes free throw, no good. Basketball justice does prevail. Warsaw through three quarters, 7 turnovers. Wallasey 6. Warsaw winning the rebounding battle 13-5. But again, the Tigers shooting almost 80% from the field. Dukes makes the second free throw. He's got 8. Warsaw with the ball. Tristan Wilson in the game. Near corner to Bricker. He's surrounded. Backdoor pass. Finlinson couldn't grab it. It's loose on the floor. And a timeout will be called by Wallasey. Timeout, Lou Lefevre. This will be a 30. We'll take it. 7:32 left to play in the game. Warsaw 53-38 leaders over Wallasey. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Notre Dame has marched the ball down the field again against IU. And they have scored. It's 14-0 in favor of the Irish over the Hoosiers. Full court pressure now coming from Warsaw. Wallasey with the ball down by 15. 7.5 minutes left to play here in the game. Holzwart, after the pressure dissolves, takes it up the floor. One hands it left side. Hoffert for three. It's good. Again, he doesn't get many chances in this offense to get free like that, and he took advantage of one he got. It's 53-41 Tigers. Gould to Wilson along the timeline. Left side for Sullivan, or I'm sorry, for Bricker, or off a screen by Sullivan, not a Gould. Gould to Finlinson, right side for Wilson, down to the baseline, Karsten Gould, out top Finlinson, a catch and shoot three, no good, rebound, grabbed by Wallasey. Holzwart brings it into the front court. Top of the circle, still with a dribble against Gould, flips it back to Hoffert. Hoffert guarded by Bricker. As much as he wants to shoot it, he knows he can't because he would never get it anywhere near the basket. Hoffert picks up his dribble against Bricker, throws it back out to Dukes. Dukes drives left into Wilson, throws it back for Hoffert. Hoffert again wants to pull the trigger so badly, but Bricker's just too close. Miller right side, holding waist high, now shoulder high. Drives around Finlinson, runs into Sullivan, puts it up, a whistle, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Offensive foul this time. Sullivan's hard work pays off. Miller with the foul, his third. And again, the official standing right underneath the basket didn't say a word. And Alex Schiller's put air on the whistle to make that call. 53-41 Warsaw, 6:08 left to play. There's still plenty of time here. Warsaw needs to get their offense going. Right sideline to Martin. Martin lost the handle on the ball for a moment. He's able to track it down between the circles. Not a Berger. Berger, a whistle and an eagle screen called against Sullivan. Drew with his second foul. Out of bounds to Wallasey. This game's in a weird spot, kind of a dangerous spot for Warsaw. 12-point lead the fourth quarter, but Wallasey has shot the ball so well tonight that they have plenty of time to get back in this game. Holzwart across the line into a double team up the sideline to Dukes. And Dukes is trapped. And we have another timeout taken here by the Warriors.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you know that your duck went into the basket during the chuck and duck.
Timeout. This is a 30. Let's take it. 5:43 left to play in the game. Warsaw leads 53-41. We're back at 30 on News Now Warsaw. And before we put the ball in play after the timeout, we have an issue, two officials talking about something, a question from the scorers table. And now Alex Childers is going to come to the bookkeepers and explain it. And it'll be out of bounds to Wallasey, just on the other side of the midcourt line as we look at it, as we sit in the northeast corner of the hardwood teepee. Holdsworth in the front court, off a Hoffert screen. Dribbles right, and a foul's going to be called on Bricker. And this will be Luke's second. I'm wondering if there was a flopping warning given to one of the teams. I'm just thinking back to the conversation the official had with the guys keeping the book. I think he was putting one in there. I don't know who it was for. Holdsworth left wing. Up the baseline, foul called on Berger. For Biden, that's his fourth. 5:21 still to play. Warsaw still leading by 12. Here comes Finlayson to the scorer's table. And he'll enter the game to get Berger out of there. Tigers again play tomorrow. JV at 4 at home against Carroll. Varsity boys will follow that. Varsity girls after that. We'll have all three games for you on News Now Warsaw. And a pass up the sidelines from Miller to Dukes is tipped out of bounds by Finlayson. So now they'll play it in from the Santa Claus suit wearing Wallasey students. They'll lob it in the backcourt. Hoffert to Dukes. Dukes across the line, drifts right, hands off to Miller. Miller waits for the action, finds Holdsworth top of the circle. Left side for Kane Dukes. Hoffer, right elbow in the lane, shoots it over Sullivan. Shot an air ball. Martin the rebound for Warsaw. Brant will bring it himself. Gets all the way to the right elbow. Takes it down. The defender falls down, and they're offensive foul going to be called. Again, the official standing right here under the basket and the official on the side right next to the play said nothing. And now Martin's got four fouls. And Warsaw is at the five-foul limit. And a team that shot 10 of 11 at the free throw line so far in this game is shooting free throws to last 4:48 of the fourth quarter of a 12-point game. Miller out top Hoffer. Right side for Holdsworth. He'll put it down once, down twice, down three times against Gould. Goes back to the right to Miller. Miller to the high post. Pole tipped. Grabbed by Dukes. Dukes on the baseline. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Put back up. No good by Reel. Rebound to Carson Gould for the Tigers. In transition, Bricker right side. At the baseline goes Finlayson. Hard to the rack. He missed it. Tipped by Finlayson. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Sullivan. It belongs to Wallasey. 4:14 to play. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. First, timeout. Timeout, Tigers. This is a 30. It's their first taken of the game. 4:14 to go. Warsaw leads 53-41. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. No news from South Bend. Warsaw still 14-0 leaders. What'd I say? Notre Dame 14-0 leaders over IU in the first of the four first-round college football playoff games. Notre Dame intercepted a pass at the two-yard line, and Love ran it all the way, 98 yards on one of the first plays from scrimmage. Hoffert straight out for three, no good. Rebound to Sullivan for the Tigers. Outlets to Gould. Reel ran into the back of him. Bricker in transition for three. Bingo! Luke Bricker with a three-pointer. He's got 26. Warsaw leads 56-41 with 3:45 to go. That may be the play of this game. Holdsworth, left side, Hoffert, a long three of his own. No good. Finlayson's got the rebound for Warsaw. In transition, Gould, up ahead to Bricker. Fakes the three, throws it back out. Gould between the circles. Finlayson dribbles from near side to far. Hands off on the weave to Martin. He does the same now for Gould. High pick and roll. Martin on the right side. Martin with a jab step, then another against Reel. They come to double down on him. He'll throw it out. Finlayson wide open. A three-pointer is no good. Tipped by Bricker. Bodies everywhere going for it. We're going to have a held ball, and the arrow points to Warsaw. With 3:07 left, it looks like Warsaw is going to open up the conference season with a victory here tonight in Syracuse. Ryan Mack into the game. Shoemaker into the game as well for Wallasey. And Lou Lefevre takes out Hoffer. Although they don't send him down to the end of the bench. Gould, they clear out a side. He'll shoot a little five-footer and put it in. Almost flat-footed. Carson with two baskets in the second half. 4 points. 58-41. Warsaw with a lead under 3 minutes left to go. Holzwart across the line. Shoemaker on the left wing. Guarded by Bricker. On the right side, Holzwart makes a fake, makes another. Hand-checking foul is going to be called on Carson Gould. That'll be his third. And that will send the Warriors to the free throw line for two. Holzwart up there. He's one for one in the game. Came into the game 23 out of 27 at the line. And shoots two here. And the first one is up and in. Nolan with 15 points. Warsaw will start to take out some of their regulars. Gould, Martin, and Sullivan out. Justice is in, Laura is in, and Reed Nelson is into the game for the Tigers. As Holzwart shoots the second of two. It's in the air, and it's perfect. 16 now for him. He's 3 for 3 at the line. 58-43 Warsaw, 2.5 minutes left. Full court, half court trap. Bricker underneath to a wide open Finlinson for two. The pressure came in the half court. Bricker saw what was available, which was Finlinson standing down there all by himself. Hoffert back in the game. So that was an offense for defense substitution that we saw earlier. And a body foul called against the Tigers on the drive. And Bricker is out, and Tristan Wilson is in the game. Although, two free throws means that Wilson's got to wait for the first free throw to be taken. Finlinson picked up the foul. That's his first. Hoffert shoots. Missed it. That's his first miss of the night. He's 4-for-5. Now Bricker comes out. Wilson in. 2:21 to go. Stay tuned. Final scoring. Final stats coming up. And we might just have a play of the game anyway. Hoffert shoots again, makes that one. 11 for Weston Hoffert. Out of bounds to Warsaw. 16-point leaders with 2:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. Laura across the line. They trap underneath Reed Nelson. One big hard dribble, missed it. Foul called. Sorry. My throat gave out on me for their second there. The foul is called against Reel. That's his third. Reed Nelson with one big power dribble got fouled on his way up. Reed has 1 point to his varsity record book so far this season. His free throw is up and in. He's a valuable member of this Tiger basketball team as Jaron Courtois comes into the game for Robbie Finlinson. But Andy Manis, the baseball coach at Warsaw, can't wait to get him on the mound this spring. Second free throw, no good. Rebound to the Warriors. Reel gives off for Holzwart. Now Warsaw has five subs in the game, five really good players for subs. Holzwart, three from straight out, no good. Courtois, the rebound. Ahead to Justice. He'll drive it in hard from the left. Forced up a shot, no good. Got his own rebound and got fouled going back up. And the foul is called against Miller. That's his fourth. Again, IU and Notre Dame playing up the road in South Bend. Irish 14, IU nothing. Looked like the Hoosiers were going to go in and score through an interception to the 2-yard line, and Notre Dame had a 98-yard run from scrimmage to take the lead. Justice hits the free throw. That's his first point. 62-44 Tigers. 1:47 left. One more coming up for the 6'5" senior, and it rolls around and in. Parker with his first two of this night. 63-44, Warsaw, 1:40 left to go. Hoffert at the other end. They've got Courtois out at the top of this zone. Shoemaker from the right. Missed it. Rebound. Duke stripped away. And Nelson comes out of there with it for Warsaw. Good job by Reed Nelson. He did not get the rebound, but he reached in there and took it away. Justice driving from the right. Falls down. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound grabbed by Dukes. Holzwart in transition. Drives right down to the block. He'll put it up and in, and there's a foul. Score the field goal. The foul is called against Nelson. Reed with his first. And a timeout will be called here by Wawasee. It is a full timeout because that's all they have left. 1:13 to play, 63-46. Warsaw in the lead. A free throw pending for Wawasee when we come back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Holzwart, after the timeout, makes the free throw. That gives him 19 points. Warsaw's lead is 63-47. Justice out top for three, no good. Coutois, the rebound, back up and in. Jaron with the putback and a chance for a three-point play. Hoffert with the foul, his second. Jaron started the first three games of the season. He's come off the bench the last two, including this one. Coutois for the three-point play. Gets the ball, dribbles it, shoots it, missed it. Rebound to Parker Justice. Back up and in. Four-point trip for the Tigers. Justice now with four. 67-47. Tigers by 20. 50 seconds left. Hoffert. Holzwart left to the key beyond the arc. Back to Hoffert. He shoots a long three. It's no good. Rebound tracked down by Tristan Wilson. Wilson races up the far side, dumps it down to Coutois. He'll back down. It's stripped away by Holzwart and taken away. Holzwart blows by everybody and then shoots the ball, and it wedges between the rim and the backboard. And there's a whistle and a foul. Wilson with the foul. Tristan with his first. And Holzwart back to the free throw line where he is 4 out of 4. 19 points, shooting for 20. His average is 14. He had 8 points in the first quarter. And the first free throw is wide.
Warrior substitution, number 34, Carson Shearer.
Holzwart missed that one way wide left. And now we'll have Dirks Miller come into the game for Wawasee. Holzwart to shoot. Free throw up. Free throw good. 20 points for him. 5 out of 6 at the free throw line. And they will empty their bench. Carson Shear into the game for the Warriors. Also in Easton Rollins, who had a really good JV game. Andrew Waugh from the JV also in. 25 seconds to go. Warsaw 67-48 leaders. Lara, skip pass. Coutois for three in the corner. No good. Air ball. Nelson, the rebound. Back up. Rebound saved by Wawasee. Grab by Shear. Up the far side goes Waugh. 8 seconds left. Down to the baseline it goes. Dirks back to Shear up the baseline for an 8-footer. It's no good. Justice the rebound. Buzzer sounds. Ball game over. Warsaw wins. Tigers 67. Warriors 48. Warsaw starts the conference here at 1-0. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins. They're 5-0, ranked number 7 in the coaches' poll. 67-48 on the road again. Warsaw's played 5 games, only 1 in the Tiger Den. That'll change tomorrow afternoon. More on that in a minute. Wawasee falls to 2-5. Jack Shoemaker, 3 free throws, 3 points. Kane Dukes, 8 points. Braden Miller, 2 points. Caden Andrew, 4 points. Weston Hoffer, 11 points. And Nolan Holzwart was the leader with 20 points. For Wawasee tonight. For the Tigers, who again are now 5-0, Robbie Finlinson, his final game back in this gym, the gym that he played so long in. 2 3-pointers and a 2. He has 8. Parker Justice, 4. Maida Berger, 8. Carson Gould, 4. Jaron Coutois with 2. Reed Nelson with 1. And at double figures, Brant Martin with 14 points, 10 in the first quarter, 4 in the third. And then Luke Bricker with 17 first-half points. He finishes with a season-high 26 points. Warsaw led it after 1, 20-15. They outscored Wallasey 17-16 in the second to lead 37-31 at halftime. Outscored the Warriors 16-6 in the third to lead 53-37. And they outscored them again in the fourth, 14-11, to win 67-48. We were never tied, and there were no lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game earlier tonight, 53-42, for their first win of the season. They are 1-3. Sam McDaniels had 16 points. Drew Jones added 15. By the way, last night, the freshman boys from Wallasey beat the Tigers. I think I have the score on here somewhere. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Yes, 33-29 was the final. Rogan Bailey and Landon Kralis each had 8 points. The varsity from Warsaw wins tonight 67-48 over Wallasey. Final stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen and Company are next on News Now Warsaw. Final score tonight, Warsaw a winner 67-48 at Wallasey. Time for the final stats. Those are brought to you by Alderfer Bergen and Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen and Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw shot a stunning 26 of 39 from the field at 67%. 6 of 12 from three-point range, 9 of 12 at the free throw line. Wallasey, meanwhile, 14 of 34. They cooled off in the second half to 41%. 4 of 14 from three-point range. Still 16 out of 20 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to the Tigers. 24 to 11. Warsaw with 6 offensive rebounds. And Wallasey with 3. Warsaw with 10 turnovers. And Wallasey with 8. Points off the turnovers, Warsaw 11, Wallasey 10. Second chance points, Warsaw 8, Wallasey 2. Each team had 7 points off their bench. And the points per possession, Warsaw 1.42 and Wallasey 1.04. Matt Moore is up here on the run. Take a minute if you want and look over the stats. Let's do that. Anytime you go on the road, it's a good thing, and you win. Anytime you go on the road in the Northern Lakes Conference and you win, you got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think one of the things I think it's hard for our guys to understand. I'm not from Warsaw, so I understand most of our staff isn't. Anytime you play Warsaw, it matters to that team. And our guys don't have that with anybody else. This is all they've known, right? They're the ones that are
the hunted,
yeah. And so, I think it's so hard sometimes to realize that, regardless of a team's talent level, they're always going to give you their best effort. And I was really pleased tonight of just the you know, kind of setting our tone. And in the third quarter specifically, we came out and we guarded at a higher clip and did a good job in a lot of ways. And you know, we were able to get some separation there in the third quarter.
It's nice to have a guy like Luke Bricker on your team that can just take the ball and say, I'm going to take this guy 2 dribbles to the left, then spin him to the right and shoot a 17-footer as he's falling out of bounds at the end of halftime to really set the tone for the end of the half and get you into the third quarter.
Yeah, obviously we shot it well in the first half, but they did too. You know, we put him at the line, and anytime you're at the free throw line not being guarded, you know, that's a problem. And They played well. They probably played as well in of his first half as he could have wanted, and you got to give them a lot of credit. But, you know, I thought our guys just kind of withstood the runs that they had. We were able to make a few adjustments defensively in terms of how we wanted to match in the third quarter, and then our pressure, I think, started getting to them a little bit. But, yeah, overall pleased with the group. And I've said this, like, it's hard to play, you know, everybody. And guys all want to play more, and that's okay. But the reality is, you know, we're going to play the guys that put us in the best position to win the games each night. And some nights, some guys aren't going to get some clock. Some nights they are. And we're just got to stay the course, and guys got to keep improving in practice. And when their time comes, they got to take advantage of it.
2 years ago, Robbie Finlayson came back here as a JV player, not eligible to be on the varsity. This year, comes back as a senior, eligible to play in this game. Could you talk about his mental approach this year compared to when he was 2 years younger, 2 years ago?
Well, he's just matured, just like all of them have in so many ways. You know, when you're a sophomore, it's a lot of emotion, you know, especially in that setting and coming back and, you know, being from the area and having friends. And, you know, there's just a lot of emotion wrapped up in it. And he did a great job 2 years ago coming here and performing well. And I thought tonight he showed, you know, mental fortitude and some toughness to do what he needed to do to help us win. I think that's the biggest thing. He could have came out and tried to take every shot and tried to force everything and has four assists and does a great job of defending. And he's just he's a calming presence for us in a lot of ways. He doesn't get too sped up, and he does a nice job of, you know, being a counter to what Brant does and what Luke does. And so, yeah, it's a good fit, and I'm happy for him. And I think, you know, he has to continue to play well for us to have a chance to continue doing what we're doing.
Carroll tomorrow. Tell us what you know about the Chargers.
Well, they're going to be well coached. You know, they're going to take care of the ball. They want to minimize possessions and get quality shots. And you know, the big kid Crane inside's a nice player, and coach is going to run his motion, and they're going to 2-2-1, and they're going to guard your man, switch some. But the biggest thing for us is continuing to try to stack stops together. You know, tonight we felt like playing a little bit more man, mixing with our zone, would keep them off balance a little bit, and it did, but at the same time they did a nice job of you know, making us pay in some of those opportunities. So Carroll's going to be much of the same. They play a brutal schedule as well. You know, they've got Wayne tonight, which is a tough, you know, a tough game. Yeah. And they got to come back tomorrow and come to the Tiger Den. So it's a game that, you know, I think our guys need to be looking forward to. Last year was the first time that we beat Carroll and Homestead in the same calendar year ever. And so we took care of Homestead. And so to be able to do that 2 years in a row just means our program's in a good place and we're trying to move forward with where we're at.
We'll see you about 20 after 9 tomorrow morning for Tiger Talk.
Great, sounds good.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers, winners tonight over Wauwatosa 67-48. We are went through the final stats for you. We'll come back. Steve's got score updates. We'll tell you how IU's doing and Notre Dame's doing, depending on your point of view on how you want that game to go. We'll give you updates on that and more next on News Now Warsaw. Let's do scores right here and update you on the Notre Dame game with about 2 minutes to go in the half. They're at the two-minute notification. It is Notre Dame 14, IU 3. Boys finals. There's one other game in the conference. Plymouth gave Northwood a pretty good run for their money. Northwood wins 68-61. Tippecanoe New Valley beat Peru tonight 58-41. Triton was a winner over Winamac 61-38. In girls basketball, Northridge beat Goshen in the NLC 62-17. Again, here in the Hardwood Teepee, the Warsaw boys are 1-0 in the NLC and 5-0 overall, as they have beaten Wauwatosa 67-48. We'll finish up next on News Now Warsaw. For the final time from the Hardwood Teepee here in Syracuse, Warsaw has defeated Wauwatosa 67-48 behind Luke Bricker's 26 points, third most points he has scored in a high school game. 30 is his personal record. He did that against Huntington North last season, and then 27 against Fort Wayne Northrop last season, and now 26 here this evening. Brant Martin, 14 points. Lots of other people contributed, and Warsaw is 5-0 on the season. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., Tiger Talk. We'll talk with Lenny Krebs about the big win for the girls over Columbia City on Tuesday. Get a preview of the Wauwatosa game. We get to actually broadcast the Wauwatosa girls game. I'm so excited about that. I have missed being part of that great rivalry over the last few years because of the conflict with the boys' games. No conflict this year. So we will be there to do all three games tomorrow. JV boys at 4, varsity boys right after that, varsity girls against Wauwatosa right after that. So we're excited to do that, and we hope that you are too. Again, the final scores here tonight. Warsaw wins the JV game for their first win of the season, 53-42 over Wauwatosa. Sam McDaniels had the high point honors with 16. And in the varsity, Warsaw pulls away with a 30-17 mark after halftime, and they win 67-48 over Wauwatosa. For Steve back at the station, I'm Roger Grossman. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I know you enjoyed the outcome. Tigers win. They're 5-0. Stay tuned. Dave Ramsey is next. Good night.